After the Funeral by Mary Butts. 1. We waited in the ice-dark, star-pierced church, under the sea of dead incense and winter-chilled stone, under the sea of our sorrow and our memories. More memories than sorrow, more sorrow than memories. Memories won in my case, pushed in and thrust out sorrow, sorrow which came back, hid behind a pillar on which mildew had drawn green scrolls, lounged against it and watched us where we sat, slender and very tall, as the body we were waiting for had been. Dead cold in the church and very still, outside a storm yelled, black and visible over London, and the coffin which had to cross the sea to reach us was late. Late like she had been, who had always been late, who had said with her lovely laugh that some day she would be late for her own funeral. We were all there who had known her, like a party gone to church, who did not usually go to church. Each alone, for once, sitting side by side, but alone in a little precinct of grief and physical wretchedness and shyness and impatience, and the question, when will this be over? And when will the coffin turn up? And even, why did we come? But alone. Here everyone knew everyone else so well, there was little recognition. The men with their uncovered heads were the most visible. I sat back. Somehow a whisper passed along. The boat train was late because of the storm. In another half hour. In another half hour the box would be here. And in the box would be that which had been her. Because she was very tall and quaint and gold like Quattrocento saint. That would do. I must shape my memories of her. Hold on hard to something that would focus, feeling, drill the memory swarm. Here we solemn vigil keep, where all beauty lies asleep. On this awful London winter afternoon, not where it should have been, in the south, under a light sun, under flowers. I am a woman, she said. I was happy when you loved me. About all there was to it, if you left out the wit and the divine inconsequence and the sorrow. Who has remembered me? Who has forgotten? I thought a little grimly. You won't be forgotten, my lass. A fair amount of trouble you gave and as much joy. People can take their choice and the joy and the trouble cancelled down to a number in magic.